Hi guys, today for Rappahannock Gletscher Cooperative Spotlight, we have two wonderful representatives from the company. In fact, every time it's just you and I, we always get two guests, which is super exciting. So today we have Rich Mialke, Energy Management Advisor, and Lewis O'Berry, Energy Management Advisor. Thank you both so much for being here today. We're super excited to have you on. We would love to hear all about you and how you guys represent REC. And we always start off every episode asking simply, tell us about yourselves and how you help REC members.
Great.
I'll start off.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'll start off. Well, I come from a residential construction background. I worked for a couple custom home builders and large remodeling companies back in the day, and we focused on energy efficient construction. So that's how I fit right into the job at REC as energy management advisor. And since I came to REC, I earned my HERS certification. So I was one of the guys who would qualify homes into the Energy Star program. And then a year or so later, I became BPI certified, and that focused more on existing homes. And then a few years after that, I earned my Certified Energy Manager certification, and that focuses on commercial energy use.
Very cool. All right, Lewis, what you got?
Thanks, Anna. So my name is Lewis O'Berry. I'm from Caroline County. I've been with the co-op for about 5 years. I have a 20-plus year tenure in the residential, commercial, and industrial HVAC industry. So I have a heavy mechanical background, which is one of my attributes that I bring to the co-op and for our members. I'm also serve as an energy management advisor. My main focus, like I said, is residential primarily, but our duties do intertwine, where we both handle some light commercial, light auditing and energy consultations. But my background is heavy mechanical along with building science. I'm also a BPI building analyst, and I also have my Virginia Master Tradesman license for HVAC and refrigeration.
Wow. Well, you both represent both residential and commercial, and sounds like you both have a lot of experience. What is like a number one tip that you would give someone that's looking to lower that usage?
There really isn't one thing. It all depends on, if you're a business, you really need to look at what type business, because if you're a mom pop restaurant or a small convenience store versus a chain convenience store versus a large restaurant versus an office, it all depends. You really have to look at the type of business we're dealing with, because they all have different types of equipment and different things that drive the major, or different equipment is the major energy user depending on what type of business you are. So we have to look at, look at all that. I would, I always ask about the equipment in the building, hours of operation, how do you use the equipment? A lot of times I find out it's not necessarily the equipment isn't as energy efficient as it could be. It's just not being utilized properly, or let's say it's not being utilized efficiently. Mm. Like the walk in first thing in the morning and everybody turns every light in the building on. A garage, they'll turn on the compressors and they'll fire up the pumps, and a convenience store, restaurant, they'll turn all the warmers on, they'll turn the cookers on, everything gets turned on right away, even though it's not going to be used for an hour or so. Right. Excess refrigeration, not being fully utilized. So it all depends. And with homes, that's a whole nother story. With a home, the number one energy user is heating and cooling. But then we find other issues.
Exactly.
So let's add into that.
Yeah, so like Rich was saying, guys, energy use is very case specific to whatever said business it is, what type of business it is, what their operations are. There's a lot of things and nuances that spin off of that add variables to the equation. But, looking at it from a residential standpoint, and both of us do a considerable amount of residential consultations, heating and cooling is the biggest user in the home in general, whether you're using electricity, whether you're using a combination of fossil fuels and electricity. So no matter what your energy source is, heating equates to about 43% of your annual energy use as a whole. So when you look at that in the all-electric house, most people have, you know, all-electric heat pumps. That's a very common system that you find residentially in this area. You do find many other systems, but when you look at the heat pump and what it's capable of doing and how much it impacts your energy use, there's a lot of things we find when we're doing walkthrough audits, or whether we're doing a slightly diagnostic audit with issues with not just the building shell or the house itself. We find a lot of issues with performance, with equipment, ductwork that may not be sealed and insulated properly, that's located outside of the living space, which we find a lot in homes with crawl space ductwork, attic ductwork. I mean, how many houses can you think have ductwork, you know, outside of that living area, which is, you know, now being pushed a little bit differently through some energy standards, but, you know, heating and cooling is a big part of it. So when you add cooling to the equation, you know, you're looking at about 50% or so of your annual energy use as a whole is used for heating and cooling. So it's a big part of your bill in those peak seasons, both heating and cooling. Even though cooling is about 8 or 9%, you know, when you look at your bill in the summer months, the HVAC system is driving a lot of that. So, you know, many people see what they're doing. We're turning on lights, we're turning on TVs, we're turning on the spigot to take a shower, we're getting hot water. We know there's some cost associated with that, but, you know, what we call base load, which is all those things not associated with heating and cooling, there is a trifecta there, if you will. You know, water heating is also a big portion of that, and a lot of that goes to keeping the water hot and ready for you on demand when it's ready to go. That's about 18 to 20% annually. So when you look at that, you know, when you couple that standby losses with usage and then everyday living lifestyle, general appliances, you know, it all adds up. But heating and cooling is really the main focus in the residential application.
Yeah, I thought I was doing good just by switching my light bulbs to LED. I think I got some work to do.
I'll tell you what, I have learned so much by having Rappahannock Electric Cooperative as a sponsor, because we definitely take it for granted. Mm-hmm. I know community members like myself and businesses, I don't even know where to begin or even know what I need to live the basic life, you know? So it's nice to have individuals like you with the expertise that you have educating our community, not just turning on the lights, but also educating our community mm-hmm. as well. I know when I go, so I have Rappahannock Electric Cooperative as my electric carrier. When I go on website and I see my bill, I'm able to kind of also be educated in the process as well to see why am I paying this, what's going into this bill, or how can I do better as far as saving some extra coins. So as a customer, thank you very much, but also just hearing about all the amazing things that you guys are doing is awesome. Now, I just said basic level. Some of us just need to know what the basic level is, but everyone's wanting to step it up a little bit more and be more energy efficient. What tools are available to business owners and residential members who are trying to become more energy efficient in the process?
Well, one of the best tools we have is something called Smart Hub. So we have an application for that where you can look at all your account information. And with the app, you can look at your monthly and daily power use. But when you go on our website and look at the full version of Smart Hub, you can see your power use down to the hour. And that really helps Lewis and I analyze. So before we had Smart Hub, we'd have to go into our meter database and bring up just a bunch of numbers, you know, by the hour. And we'd have to format the spreadsheet, try to get an idea of what was going on, what time of the day, see what the patterns were. We'd have to download separate weather information. But Smart Hub rolls that all right together. It's a really easy user interface. And by looking at the data on Smart Hub, we can see the weather relationship with power use, whether it's summer or winter. Night versus day, we can tell if there's a base load. So we talk about base load, non-weather related power use. So by looking at Smart Hub, we can tell, is your high bill a result of lifestyle? You know, it might not have anything to do with weather. So just because you have a high bill in the winter or summer, it might not be air conditioning or heating related. It could be because I have a pool that I run 24/7 all year. I have a hot tub, or I have 6 or 7 refrigerator freezers at home, or I'm running a dehumidifier 24/7 in the basement. You know, there's so many different things that affect energy use, but it's amazing that with the understanding Lewis and I have of the things. So I used to build homes, and he's a HVAC expert. And then working at the co-op, I've learned a lot more about how much energy things in the home use. I can look at the power use, and it's amazing. I've been able to diagnose, well, you've got a well that's running on, or you even have a hot water leak. So you've got the water heater running, especially if it's electric. You have a water heater that's running nonstop, plus the well's running on because you have a water leak. We found members that had, practically had a swimming pool in their crawl space because they've had such a water leak. It's been flooding the crawl space, you know, for a month. So they can really learn a lot. And on Smart Hub, you can also set up notifications so that if your power use exceeds certain parameters, will send you an email or a text message to let you know that, hey, yesterday your power use is like twice what it had been or twice what your setting was. You know, maybe you want to check and see, did you have a bunch of guests? Did you do something out of the ordinary? But before you can set the parameters, you really have to know what's my typical power use. So you'd have to go back historically and look during the winter and summer, what do I typically do per day or per hour? And then you can set up parameters based on that.
Yes, so Smart Hub has an onslaught of tools. You know, not only can you pay your bill, notify us of an outage, stay in contact with REC, ask direct questions to both us as energy advisors from an energy standpoint. You can ask generic questions that go to the appropriate folks click those check boxes when you're sending a message. So Smart Hub is really an invaluable tool for all of our members, both commercial and residential, to be able to connect with the co-op and empower them to look at their usage and ask questions, you know, of what's going on and what does this mean, you know, because, you know, numbers are nice on a chart, but you kind of have to know what they mean too, and what that relationship is and how that equates to dollars and cents. And that's really what our piece is there to do, is to kind of connect the dots, if you will, between what that usage means and what that's doing in dollars and cents. So, because at the end of the day, we're all consumers, and that's what we really want to know. What is this costing? What are the repercussions of me turning that thermostat over that DOE recommended setting of 78 or higher in cooling or 68 lower in heating? You know, so what does that mean when I engage the thermostat and I do different things to manipulate that? And also, what are the other things that are impacting that? You know, the efficiency of the home, the performance of the system, all those things come into play. That the more you adjust the thermostat, the more those other factors, you know, come into the game with regard to energy use and how much you're going to actually use. So not only does Smart Hub have a ton of features, but our website is a plethora of information for energy calculators. You can run what's called Billing Insights. You can actually run a mini audit, if you will, on your own house. The better information you put in it, the more information you're going to get out of it. We actually can see those results, and we can consult, you know, with the member after that. So, you know, we have a ton of resources on our website as well, calculators with regard to space heaters and small appliances and benefits of using programmable thermostats and smart thermostats to help energy use a little bit. So all kinds of informative resources and interactive resources on the website for energy use.
That's awesome. Well, we have definitely heard a lot of good stuff today. I could probably ask y'all 1,000 more questions, but I don't think we have time for that. So thank you guys so much for joining us today. Guys, if you're listening and you have any more questions, reach out to REC if they're your provider. They are the most helpful and just knowledgeable electric company that I have ever dealt with. Normally, it's such a pain, but you guys make it so easy. And so if you guys have any more questions, just reach out to them. I know they'd be happy to help. Thanks so much for joining us today, guys.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.